What's the problem here? It's that they're living from themselves, from their feelings, and from this world alone. Now, relying on this world for peace, love, and joy, boy, on a bit of a losing ticket there. Going on that one, Jesus said, I've come that you might have life. He says, I've come that you might have the abundant life that I intend for you that you can't possibly get from this world. Amen. He says, you'll have the best through me in this life and the next. Now, it's possible for us Christians to forget about Christ. It's possible to do this, and our lives end up no different than someone who's living from themselves. I mean, we've all done this. We've all had to go with this, where we drift off, some situation comes up and some challenge or other, and we start living in that, and we forget about Christ, and we end up in the right state, and then we have to come to our right minds and get back again. Is that right? I mean, the joy is that we do get back. Praise God. Because when things come along, this is where the test is. Now, the choice we have is to live in Christ or live in myself. That's the choice you and I've got. And we're making, though, that choice every moment of every day. Every moment of every day, you and I are making the choice. Things come along that you could live in, and are going to drag you right down. And you have the choice right there to say, I'm not living in that. I'm living in Him. Praise God. So the quality of our lives, it depends on the choice that we're going to make. Remember the Lord said, He said, look, I hold out before you life and death. I'd recommend the life. I'd choose the life if I were you. Is that right? And so living from yourself is dependent on your feelings and the circumstances you're in. Living from the Lord is not dependent on how you feel. Praise God. Or on the situation that you're in. The feelings go up and down. The circumstances come and go. And so when we're living in Him, we're living in someone who is completely steady. We'll have a little look at it here together. Two people with family problems. So one, the more the problems continue, the more and more depressed they get. The more they feel like giving up, the more they feel like it's getting absolutely hopeless. The second person who's living off Christ says, the Lord's going to love me, and the Lord's going to keep me, and the Lord's going to give me the wisdom through this, and the Lord's going to give me the peace. Two people, two very, very different outcomes. One goes down into the thing. The other stays in the position and the place that God has got for them. Praise God. Praise God. So those living off themselves, they only have a very short-lived measure of peace. So long as there's no trouble or hassles, nothing to disturb them. And I've made a note here. See, if I'm thrown around by people and thrown around by situations, I haven't yet learned. I haven't yet learned to live from Christ's peace. But we can learn. I mean, somebody said, let's keep the L plates on. Oh, let's keep the L plates on. We've got to continue to learn in this wonderful relationship with Jesus so that we might get all out of it that He intends for us. Amen. So we're going to have a little look and a learn together for a brief while. So have a look at John 14, verse 27. John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you. This is Jesus speaking. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Peace. Peace is living in God's rest It's living in his rest. It's living in his peace. It's living in his settlement. So he says, I give you peace. I give you rest. I give you settlement. Can you see it there? It's all coming from him. Peace I leave with you. It doesn't come and go. Jesus doesn't come and go. He lives in you and he will remain with you forever. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So the peace, he says, that I leave the peace with you. Praise God. It's from Jesus who lives in you that the peace comes. Now he says, looking at this phrase, stay looking at it there. My peace I give you. My peace. It's not our peace, it's his peace. My peace I give you. He gives us the same peace that he has eternally with the Father. I mean, are they all stressed out in heaven? Have you heard the latest news of what's happening? No, they're in steady, total rest and peace eternally, and that's what Christ has given us. Heaven's peace. Wow. That's what he's given us. He says, it's heaven's peace that he gives you. My peace I give you. I give it to you. I give it to you. Christ in you gives it to you. Remember, Jesus said, if you drink from me, if you stay in the relationship with me, out of your belly will flow streams of living water. This peace flows as you stay in relationship with him. Is it wonderful? It all flows from him. No Jesus, no peace. With Jesus, all the peace you want to drink from. So he says, it flows from me. I give it and I leave it. Wonderful. I mean, the previous verse he's been speaking about the Holy Spirit, the helper who will remain with us forever. The Holy Spirit is the first, the fruit out from him is peace. Is it wonderful? Now, this powerful heavenly peace, Jesus demonstrated it for us through betrayal, beatings, and crucifixion. Wow. The peace could not be taken from him. He couldn't be separated from beatings couldn't separate him from the peace, Jesus. Betrayal couldn't separate him from the peace. Crucifixion couldn't separate him from the peace. I mean, he remained in total control right through 6 hours of agony on the cross. He didn't retaliate. He didn't shout at those who crucified him. We see this powerful peace. He says, that's the one I'm giving you. That's the one I'm giving you. The very same peace. I mean, it's so powerful, this peace. This peace can hold us in rest and peace through the worst that this world can challenge us with. Through the very worst that it can challenge us with. Now he says, not as the world gives do I give to you. No, this is not worldly peace. This is not from this world. Jesus is not from this world. He's the heavenly man who's come with the heavenly kingdom. He said, my kingdom's not of this world. Glory to God. And the peace is coming not from this world. That's why the situations that are happening and the feelings that you're in, they don't affect this, because it's eternally established, eternally there in Christ, available to flow through you who'll drink from it. It says, drink from the wells of our salvation. Jesus' complete peace does not change. Glory to God. It doesn't change in power. Everything he has remains at optimum power for us to receive. Is it wonderful? Now let's go to Isaiah 54 and verse 10. It's speaking the same sort of thing here. And I'm using the NIV translation for this verse, which is just slightly different. Isaiah 54 and verse 10. though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, once you're reading prophetic language, you're reading picture language. And this picture language is talking about a big upheaval. Is that right? Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, it's picture language for a big upheaval. So though there be a big upheaval going on in your life or in work or wherever else in the family right now, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed. The peace, it doesn't matter how big the shaking is, the love won't go and the peace won't be removed. It stays the same. Praise God. Says the Lord who has compassion on you. Now let's just look at a few phrases here in this. Mountains shaking. It could be somebody dying. It could be somebody taken ill. It could be redundancies, jobs ending. It could be broken marriages and relationships. It could be challenging news of any sort. Now the question is, am I going to live in any of those? You see, this tragedy that took place that we were speaking about earlier there this morning, I mean, would it be any help to live in the middle of that? We've got to live in the middle of Christ. You see, the challenge, the thing is that when the challenges come and the things come, they're looking to take you into them. And we've got to say, no, I don't live in these crises. I don't live in death. I don't live in sickness. I don't live in jobs ending and redundancies and marriages broken and challenging news. I don't live there. I live in Him. This is the challenge, you see, to us, to live in the power that's given to us through Christ. Look, going on in the verse, my unfailing love for you. Right in the middle of a shaking experience, mountains and hills shaking, right in the middle of that, he says, my unfailing love for you. In fact, the scripture says in another place that the love of God is poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. The person who lived there won't be upset by people saying boo to you, somebody criticizing you, somebody not liking you. They won't be affected by that because they won't be living there. They'll be living in the unfailing love. Praise God. Is that what Jesus ministered to on the cross when he stayed in the love of the Father? Praise God. Young people, God's love for you will never be taken away from you. It's wonderful. Never, never be taken away from you. Now, just looking on in the verse still, God's unfailing love for us, it's full of action. See, God is not, I love you. I love you all. No. His love brings action. God so loved the world that he gave. Action comes out of his love. So when we're in his love, we're in his care and his warmth and his compassion and his understanding for us, but we're also in the middle of the action he's going to take on our behalf. This is where it takes the faith, you see, to stay with him, because he's working out the stuff as we give him the thing. Nor, look at the verse still, my covenant of peace be removed. This is a committed, sworn promise of his peace. It won't be removed. I'll never remove it from you. See, the peace is never removed, but you and I can remove ourselves from the peace. We've all done it, and we think, right, I'm going back into the peace. Amen? Praise God. The peace will never be removed. It's you and I who move from it by living in me, by living in my feelings, by living in all the circumstances that are going on. Look at the end of the verse. Says the Lord who has compassion on you. You see, the Lord feels for us in his heart. He's touched in his heart when people go through stuff on this earth because it was never his plan for us. And so he has compassion. The Lord feels in his heart. He's touched for the things that we find a struggle in life. The things we find a struggle in life, he has compassion for us. And he has faith that he's going to lift us right out. Glory to God. We come to tender, loving care when we turn to him. Now, this is why Jesus says at the end of John 14 and verse 27, we're just doing a little tiny bit more. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now, can you see from that verse, you and I have the choice and the decision whether we're going to let our hearts be troubled. Can you see that? You and I have the choice whether we're going to let the fear into our hearts or not to let them in by letting Christ Jesus in me fill me with his peace. Can you see it? We have the choice. You can have thoughts can go through your mind and you can say, I'm not having those ones out, and these ones in. You're the captain. You're the captain of the ship. So you decide what ones are going to remain in there and what ones are going out. And so it's wonderful. So a good decision is to fill our thoughts with him. You see, the more whatever you think of gets bigger and bigger. So if you think on a crisis and then you go and tell some people about the crisis and they feed all their hopelessness back to you and the thing is bigger and bigger and you're with a huge thing. Whereas if Christ is there, the more you name him, the more you speak to him, the more you stay in the relationship with him, he gets so huge in your thinking, nothing can get in. It just becomes a laughable thing of these things looking to come in because Christ is so huge in your thinking. And that comes through praising him, through living with him, through reading the word, through staying with him, through fellowshipping him with him. And so it's wonderful. Praise God. Now, I've made a couple of practical notes here. If you're going through some challenge, very careful who you share it with. I'm going to share it with some people that are going to drag me down further than, you know, where I might be feeling at the present time. Is that right? I mean, Shirley and myself were in a situation one time where God had called us to step out from a church and there was nothing happening and nothing happened for a whole year. And we decided we wouldn't tell our parents because they couldn't understand. They wouldn't understand what this was all about. And it would bring fear to them. And every time you phoned them, any news, are you getting anywhere further? And it, you know, it becomes a hole. So we didn't tell them at all. You see, careful who you share what's going on with. If you're sharing with somebody who's going to build your faith and stand with you. I mean, we had some people who stood with us during that period of time. They said, we're standing with you. We know there's a future for you. We know that God's got the plan for you. And so every time you're with them, you're getting built up and strengthened. That's the company you won't be keeping. Amen. So that's a good move there. So don't share challenges with those who'll fill your mind with hopelessness. Praise God. And so live full of Christ Jesus and with his peace, his love, and his encouragement. So what have we looked at here this morning? You and I can choose to live in and by ourselves, or we can choose to live in Christ who opens heaven for us. I mean, Father so loved us, he sat us up in heaven, is that right? Ephesians chapter 2, he said, I want you sitting up right beside me so that you've got all the help and the grace and the comfort and the peace and the light and the joy and the wisdom. I want you close to me so that I can look after you. Is it wonderful? Amen. So it's me in Christ Jesus and Christ Jesus in me as opposed to me in myself and myself in me. Would that be a good move? Praise God. Amen. Well, we're going to break bread together. And why not draw from his peace? Draw. You know what you need to draw from now. I mean, the rivers are just endless, the flow that God of grace has got for us. So, John, would you lead us in breaking of bread? Be wonderful.
Yeah, let's just take those four words now.